The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
I would like to talk a little bit about history, looking at the current situation as well as the past history of Islam. The people in power always use their influence to distort history in their own favor. You know, there are two types of historians. There are some who are in the pay of the government, and they will just write whatever the government wants. But there are others on the other side who actually try to be more, you know, unbiased and factual. One of the present example of, you know, trying to distort and change history or the narrative is what we see in the Gaza situation at the moment. From day one, the attempt has been that just look at this October 7th event in isolation. Do not relate it to what has happened in the past. And then the narrative will change, that there is a group, he did this, and this is the reaction. And so the whole discussion about decades of occupation or blockade of the Palestinians in that area, you know, is ignored. Not even realizing that basically Gaza Strip is known to be the biggest open-air prison in the world. This is how the, you know, some of the journalists actually label it in that way. Especially, you know, we see now after giving full green light to Israel in the name of self-defense, the U.S. is now, you know, urging its ally to exercise restraint. And even that change in kind of tone is not really because of the sense of, you know, human conscience. It is actually the era of mass media. Things happen there, you know, in minutes. It comes to the TV screens of the people around the world. And it is the world opinion which has forced them to at least change their tone. Not necessarily the policy of the U.S., you know, where we see the number of the civilians killed. You know, two-thirds of them are women and children. 80% of the population of that area, they have been displaced. And this is where we see that the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, in her statement in Dubai in two different occasions, you know, one she says, too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. International law must be respected, referring to Israel. And she also then says, which are very powerful words, under no circumstances will the United States permit the forced relocation of Palestinians from Gaza or the West Bank, or the besiegement of Gaza, or the redrawing of the border of Gaza. But the point is, these are only words. Is there any action there or warning that if you do this, this is what we are going to do? And this is where we see that, you know, it's just a change in tone and not real policy. And this is only, if I may use the term, it's a public relations exercise to appease the Arabs. This attempt of rewriting history is actually is one of the main features of what is known as anti-Palestinian racism. There was a study just released yesterday by the group known as Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. And interestingly, this was a survey and study that they did for last year. So nothing to do with the current situation in Gaza. And if you look at that report, it is, you know, available online. They actually talk about this whole issue of anti-Palestinian racism in Canada. They look at the national and fringe media, you know, how much they push this line, where excluding the Palestinians from as an identity, slandering Palestinians as anti-Semitic, denying that Palestinians have no relationship with that land known as Israel. And there was no Palestine before. This is what they are saying. Or denying the Nakba, commonly how it's used, which means this catastrophe which took place in 1948, where, you know, thousands of Palestinians were basically displaced and dispossessed of their land. This is where you have this whole, you know, group of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan, and other places. Even if you look at the Google map, the world map, they also, I think it was 3 years ago, go to the Middle East, highlight that, and you will see it talks about Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Israel. There is no Palestine there. There's dotted lines around West Bank and Gaza Strip, and a little bit bigger font saying Gaza Strip and West Bank. But the state known as Palestine is no more there even in their map. So this is all the attempt to rewrite history, to deny even the identity of the people known as Palestinians. And this is where, you know, I would like to summarize the words of the late Professor William Cleveland, who was the head of the history department in Simon Fraser University. He ended up writing a book for a textbook on modern Middle East for the undergrad, you know, classes in the universities. He summarizes this whole story of what is happening in Middle East as far as Israel is concerned. He says, a small territory that has been inhabited by an Arab majority for some 1,200 years was promised by a third party, referring to British, as a national home for another party, referring to the international Jewish community, the majority of whom lived in Eastern Europe. So the story of Palestine is a story of the land of the one people who were Arabs, controlled then in the First War by the British, handed over to a third group known as the International Jewish Community. And this is something which is there in the textbooks. You know, they can do whatever they want, but, you know, history will still have its final word, and they cannot erase everything. And this is where we need to educate ourselves about these issues when we are talking about the modern Middle Eastern situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time, Ajalallahu ta'ala faraj al-sharif.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light. The sanctity of life and all those other lives. I know that I'm only a child, but it's and still alive. Oh, yeah, I will correct.